This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. Welcome back to my page. In this latest series of videos, we're working toward trying to understand a God so great, His Majesty actually exceed comprehension. Nevertheless, He has seen fit to provide us with both intuitive and rational academic proofs for His existence. If you haven't yet checked out part 1 or 2 of this video series, I'd advise you to do so, to learn more about both the intuitive aspects of understanding God and some of the proofs God provides for His creation of mankind and the universe. In today's video, we'll be further exploring the scientific proofs God offers up for His own existence, and hopefully you'll be able to see just how much of a divine miracle it truly is that our universe exists and is capable of sustaining our lives. From the water cycle to the tides, everything on Earth has been perfectly orchestrated by God to allow us to thrive on this planet. And as you may have already come to realize, that couldn't have happened by accident. In part 2 of this video series, we looked at the rational proofs God provides for having been responsible for our creation as well as the creation of the entire universe. In order to attempt to understand God, it is thus vital that we look both inward at ourselves and outward at the universe that exists on such a grand scale around us. The bodies we inhabit are considered a marvel of biochemical engineering. In the same way, there is a delicate, precise balance responsible for an orderly universe. This cosmic architecture points to a purposeful design. Just by taking a look outside of your window, you'll see a world which runs in natural cycles, which in turn depend on delicate balances and opposing forces to ensure their continuation. The seasons ebb and flow in a predetermined order, bringing with them changes on the earth. Water makes its way through the water cycle according to a predetermined structure and routine. The moon goes through phases and signals the passing of time. Day and night arrive in a predictable pattern. These are some of the most basic patterns discernible in nature. Of course, there are infinite more complex and nuanced examples to be explored, but the point is that everything in the universe obeys a set of laws which, if they were different, would not allow complex, conscious life to flourish here on Earth. This is, perhaps, as a side note, why it is so important that we as human beings take our responsibility for caring for and maintaining this planet seriously. It is our impact as human beings on our planet that is directly responsible for crises like global warming, which offset the delicate balances God put into place to comfortably sustain our human lives on Earth. If we disrupt these delicate balances beyond the point of no return, we will ultimately be responsible for our own earthly downfall. Is it not our duty to protect that which God has created and seen fit to bless us with? But I digress. Where I'm going with this is that all the physical phenomena we observe around us, from the microscopic organisms to the ever-expanding universe, from the cellular composition of our bodies to the alternation of night and day, all these phenomena are referenced as proof of divine precision in the Quran. God focuses particularly on the balance and harmony in which all things have been created. In the Quran, chapter 55, verses 1 to 13, it teaches that the Most Compassionate created humanity and taught us speech. It teaches that the sun and the moon travel upon precise paths, and that the stars and the trees bow down in submission. As for the sky, God is said to have raised it high and set the balance of justice so that you do not defraud the scales. He warns us to weigh with justice and not to give short measure. As God warns us to observe the balancing of the scales of justice, so too He balanced all the opposing forces in our universe. This Quranic approach is then in sync with the idea that this universe in which we live has a set of physical laws which govern it. There is a sensitive arrangement in the natural laws of the universe which allows for life to exist. Without them as they are, complex life wouldn't be possible. Consider gravity as an example. It is the force of attraction between two masses. Without it, there would be no force to aggregate or collect things together at a point in space. Without gravity, everything would be a dark, empty vacuum, like the vacuum of space. Without something as simple as gravity, life on Earth would not be possible. Another interesting example is electromagnetic force. This unique force affects everything in the known universe and is responsible for giving things properties like strength, shape, and hardness. Atoms would not exist without it, because nothing would keep the electrons in atoms in orbit. Without atoms, there is no life. We are all made up of atoms. Electromagnetic forces are furthermore responsible for causing chemical bonding by attracting different charges to one another, another scientific phenomenon without which life would not be possible. The amount or presence of electromagnetism is also, however, variable, and if the scales were tipped too far in either direction, you guessed it, life would have never been possible. Just another example of a delicate balance upon which our entire universe is reliant. Let's look at our place in the broader universe. The arrangement of the universe also displays an intricate order that allows life to flourish. Consider, for example, the position of our planet in our solar system and our universe. One of the life-supporting features of our planet is its distance from the Sun. The Earth is located in what is called the habitable zone. This region is defined as the region where the heating from the central star provides a planetary surface temperature at which a water ocean neither freezes over nor exceeds boiling point. If our planet were too close to the Sun, it would be too hot to host life. If it were too far away, it would be too cold to facilitate complex life. Not only do we live on the single planet in our solar system which falls within the habitable zone, Mars being the only planet with even the theoretical potential to sustain human life, and not without extreme modification. But without Jupiter, our solar system's gas giant, even life on Earth would be unlikely. This is because Jupiter acts as a giant cosmic shield for the Earth, preventing our planet from being bombarded with asteroids. Jupiter's gravitational pull is so strong that it sucks up the vast majority of asteroids that would otherwise impact with the Earth. Rebecca Martin, a NASA Sagan Fellow who studied the influence of Jupiter on Earth, states that their recent study shows that only a tiny fraction of planetary systems observed to date seem to have giant planets in their right locations to produce an asteroid belt of the appropriate size, offering the potential for life on a nearby rocky planet. Their study suggests that our solar system, therefore, may be rather special. Even our moon is precisely positioned and proportional to allow for the phenomenon of lunar tides on Earth. This is due to the moon's gravitational pull and its relatively large size in relation to its planet. In fact, just like the Sun, it would also have been possible for the moon to be either too close to or too far away from the Earth to allow for the sustaining of human life. Initially, after its creation, the moon is thought to have been closer to the Earth than it is right now. But this proximity was short-lived. If the moon had not receded, there would have been serious effects on our planet. These include heating of the Earth's surface, which would have prevented complex life from emerging. A closer moon would have flexed the Earth's crust and produced frictional heating, possibly melting the planet's surface. Reflect also for a moment on the stabilization of the tilt of the Earth on its axis. It is the moon which is directly responsible for this stabilization. The angle of the Earth's tilt relative to its plane of orbit remains almost fixed, and it has remained stable for hundreds of millions of years due to the gravitational pull of the moon. If our moon was smaller, or positioned further away, or closer to us, it would have not been capable of ensuring the long-term stability of the Earth's temperature in the way that it does. Similarly, if we didn't have the moon at all, our climate would be dynamic, severe, and ever-changing. Small organisms may have been able to survive these fluctuations, but human life is incredibly precarious. Reflecting on these delicate balances at micro and macro scale undeniably implies a purposeful design behind the cosmos. When we look at the natural world around us, it is not only a marvel of our own purposeful and intelligent design that we have eyes and brains that can comprehend the world around us, but the observable universe constantly displays technologies and balances that the human mind could not conjure up. All these signs within both the cosmos and ourselves should leave us in awe of the creative power of God. The signature of His design is all around us. It is within us. And yet, some of us spend a lifetime looking for what is right in front of us. In the Quran, chapter 41, verse 53, God actually says outright, "We will show them our signs in the universe and within themselves until it becomes clear to them that this Quran is the truth." Today, I hope that I have made some of these signs in the universe and within ourselves a little bit easier for you to understand, so that, God willing, we may all come closer to making sense of God. If you have any questions about any of the content I've shared with you today, or if you'd like some additional resources on some of the proofs we've discussed in this video, please feel free to connect with me via DM or in the comment section Why not share your favorite miracle in the Quran or natural phenomenon with us in the comment section below? I look forward to reading all about God's creative power in the area that speaks to you on a personal level. If you want to ensure you don't miss out on the launch of our final video in this series, do be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel and to click on the bell icon to turn on post notifications. Until next time, keep well and Jazakallah khair.